Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hi there. Welcome to the Year in Review here at the Bob and Tom Show. I'm Jessica Alsman.
And I'm Grace Yinger. And we are here to show you some of our favorite clips from the whole year of 2018.
Oh, yes.
That's right. So let's get it kicked off with one of our favorite people, Josh Arnold. From his dance moves to his one-liners, we had a good year with him.
Oh, check out the best of the best of Joshy.
Was staying at a hotel in New Orleans a long time, 15 years ago, and I checked out, went to get lunch, and I all of a sudden my stomach started doing some terrible things. Like, I have to go to the bathroom now. I went back to the hotel. I said, is there any chance I can get back into the room I just checked out of? And they were like, no, the maid's cleaning it right now. You can't get back in. I said, I have to use the restroom. This is a dire emergency. She said, okay, we have one in the lobby. It's a very old hotel. She goes, but the door doesn't really work. You have to hold it closed while you're in there.
Oh.
I said, all right. So I go in. It's a one-seater. I'm seated. Things are happening. I'm reaching and holding the door closed.
That trick never works.
At one point, I let go of the door. And this man, probably about 80 years old, rips the door open. And I am now fully exposed to the busy lobby of the hotel. I go, sir, sir. And he goes, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I go, please close the door. He opened the door so strongly that he could not. It got caught and he could not close it. And so he goes, so he's yanking on the door. I go, close the door. He goes, I can't.
And with all the yelling, everyone starts to look.
Yeah, I go, sir, please close the door. He goes, I can't. And then he started backing away. And he just looked at me with a sad look in his face. And he goes, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't. As he's backing away.
Can your movie end with this?
He goes, I can't. Like, he's leaving me on the field of battle.
Oh, no.
And he has to. And he just left. And I had to stand up and cover myself, and with both hands, like, I kind of had to yank on this door to get it closed. And there were easily 25 people looking
gosh,
at me.
Oh, my gosh, Josh. I'm so sorry.
Hey, aren't you Josh Arnold?
I'll never forget the guy's look on his face.
An Ohio supermarket employee reportedly ate approximately $9,200 worth of deli meat within the last 5 years.
This story is ridiculous.
I may have her beat.
This was everywhere yesterday, and they're charging her with a crime potential.
Well, I don't know. You haven't let me.
No, but if you work at a deli, you're going to eat some. Have you ever worked at a restaurant? You don't think people who work at restaurants get to eat while they're there?
Yeah. Well, let's find out the exact details here, Christy.
Thank you, because he's already speculating on a story that no one's heard yet.
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce this county sheriff's department, but it's in Ohio. A loss prevention manager reported 36-year-old Catherine Brennick for eating ham and salami from the Giant Eagle store's deli counter. According to a Giant Eagle representative, they received a tip that the employee was eating between, here we go, here's your math,
yes,
3 and 5 slices every day since she started working at the store. I don't know how long she's worked there. Oh, 5 years.
Everybody does. Which is the better ham? Well, I tasted it yesterday, and don't arrest me, but...
No, let the customer taste it.
The local prosecutor's office will decide whether to charge Brennick for the
if
alleged
theft.
If they
charge this person, this is ridiculous.
She stole almost $10,000.
$9,200 worth of deli meat within the last 5 years. I bet she makes minimum wage. She earns...
Yes,
this seems...
ridiculous.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yes,
she's a filthy thief is what she
is. No, she's not.
Well, because they would have, if you arrest her the first time, that's fine, but you wait 5 years.
Yeah, she's a criminal.
Her co-worker's got all this footage. Yeah.
Her co-worker is a rat for turning her in.
Yeah, who would turn her in?
Her co-worker.
A good Samaritan will put an end to this criminal activity. That's who.
You know what her was, when she was told she was being charged, you know what she said?
What?
Ham.
Oh, that is awful.
I'm with Josh on this.
Just because it rhymes with damn?
Yes, exactly.
Oh. That is...
Oh, okay.
I don't want to get embarrassed.
Oh, one of the Marconis just fell off a shelf.
Yeah. We'll never get another one.
No, this story, this was everywhere. I'm thinking, why is this... She's eaten. So she's had three slices of meat while working at the
meat
counter.
Five.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Over an 8-hour shift.
I worked in a grocery store. I stole way more than that.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Matt. Nope. Stealing this way.
Well, I don't want to get Rain Man, but that's only $150 a month. So you do that by four, that's like $40 a week.
Yeah, that's too
40
much.
40 hours, that's a dollar an hour. All right. She's eating a dollar an hour.
It's like reaching into the till and taking $40 out.
Oh, God. I'm sure
you're
that, you
a
know,
horrible man today. You know that.
I'd like the thin sliced turkey, please. And there's a couple of little slivers that have fallen down. Don't eat that, Gertrude.
Hey, it's by the way, 3 to 5 slices is all we know about. We don't know about the cheese. We don't know about whatever
Maybe
else she was
using bread.
No, we know this place. Yeah, this store has
rats.
This place has rats in it. The rat that ratted her out and she ratted her out with relish.
Now that's a joke.
Now there we go.
Not a good one.
I have been redeemed. This poor lady is just trying to go to work and bring home the bacon. I feel bad
for the woman.
This is ridiculous.
No, she should have stopped this. No. She should have nipped this habit in the bud and just quit cold turkey.
No.
Notice the eye contact you're getting from me.
Right? The stare of death.
No, I don't care.
I think this whole story is a bunch of baloney.
Yes!
I'm the only one that's not going to do this. I'm not doing it.
How dare all of you? Completely ridiculous.
I don't know why nobody liked my... I mean, what am I, chopped liver?
Have you ever worked in a restaurant?
Matt, I'm glad you're not doing one of these jokes. You would just butcher it.
Allie, what's the name of the club where you are in Aruba?
It's Aruba Rays. It's every night at 8:30 in the Marriott Stellaris. And it's great. It's a great show.
Hey, I'm Aruba Ray.
Hey, come on in.
You can take your tops off. I don't care.
Wait a minute.
That's pretty accurate.
Who are you again?
Aruba Ray.
Oh, Ray is the guy's name?
Yeah. He's Aruba Ray.
What do you mean it's the name of the guy's name?
I thought you said Aruba. I thought you said Aruba Rave. Like it was a Ray.
We got drinks. We got jokes. Shake that ass. Hey, Aruba Ray.
It's Ray.
Squeeze your jugs. Yeah. Everything's okay in Aruba.
Come on in a swimsuit. Ray, I don't care.
They found the body.
Hey, that's okay. Ain't no rules at Aruba Ray.
Right. Don't go into the surf. It's all right.
Fortunately, he wasn't.
Try the oysters. Strangle a prostitute. It's Aruba Rays.
Hey, Allie, we have to go.
With the oysters.
Our laws are loose. I think you've heard.
I got to kill some people.
Sorry. Allie Breen, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. How do they get a hold of you, Allie?
Perfect. Instagram or Twitter direct message is the best way.
A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. Allie Breen is the
and
one.
And tonight we got a broad comic. How funny. Hey.
Allie, please hang up your phone and spank your boyfriend.
Will do. Okay.
Thanks, Allie.
Bye, Allie. Have fun.
Thanks.
Honey.
Bye, guys.
I used to be Malibu Ray till the lawsuits. Now I'm Aruba Ray.
I can't go back to the contiguous 48 states.
I can't go back to the states. I'm Aruba Ray.
Hey, I wasn't here that
night. I wasn't. Strangle.
Okay, we're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. We have Ace Cosby over there.
Hey.
Happy to be named Cosby today and not in court. That's Chick.
Me
that's,
too.
That's Jessica. Oh, no, that's comedian Chad Zuma.
I am here.
Josh, that's Christy Lee. This is Tom Speed.
Ace, is Cosby your real last name?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know that?
Well, I'm sitting with a bunch of frauds. Chick McGee, Christy Lee.
Hey, shush. Shut your mouth. Oh, like Josh Arnold's your real name.
I told you that in confidence. Herman Lipschitz is no longer existent.
Herman!
Well, let's move on, shall we? We have a lot to review.
The 14-year-old whale named...
It was amazing. Okay, sorry.
Is it Wiki? W-I-K-I-E? There's not a...
Is it Wiki?
Wiki.
It's the sound that you make when you wipe a window?
Ew. Wiki.
Wiki. No, that was terrible. I don't know what.
According to the story, Wiki can say hello, one, two, aha, bye-bye, and even the name of her trainer, Amy.
We have some of the audio.
We do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that it's been suggested what they're saying,
that's what we're going to hear.
Yeah. This was on the news. I saw this morning on the TV.
Oh, really?
You must do very well.
You have a TV.
And mine has audio now.
Whoa. Oh, boy.
Here we go. This is the whale talking. You be the judge.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Chick. Chick has his hand up. Yes.
I'm leaving the country. This is creepy. That's plainly hello. I've had it.
So you are definitely.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, I think it's really making a good effort.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Hello.
But what do you want from a whale?
It's like a parrot. It's a parrot whale. It's a whale.
Apparently, this is better than the sounds they've ever been able to get out of a monkey or a ape. I did hear that.
Yeah. Like, wow.
I guess, and it's some. I think it has something to do with the. The structure of wherever the voice box and throat's and shape of the throat.
Gotcha. So,
this is a whale.
Wow.
A killer whale. Now am I right, Dean? This whale's in France.
Yes. It's in France. I said that.
So there's a slight
in
accent.
Well, it should be bonjour then.
Shouldn't it be bonjour? Yeah.
Maybe the U.S. is a bigger market for whale talk. Here it is again.
Hello. Hello.
You know, if you didn't know what was supposed to be hello, I don't think you'd be going, oh, hey, that whale just said hello.
Yeah, I don't think.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah, but it's.
And I don't think he knows when you walk up to say hello.
Maybe it does.
And he's just mimicking what the trainer says.
But I mean, think about a parrot. You ever been around some of these birds? That's amazing.
Yeah,
this is pretty primitive.
Hello. Hello.
Jeez. Get an exorcist.
Oh, that last one sounds like a wet fart.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, God. Okay, this is more of it. Okay, here we go. This is supposed to be a killer whale talking. Here we go.
One, two.
Wait a second.
Oh, I can't take it. No.
Come on.
No.
Are you making us sit through this?
Nope.
This is science, Christy, okay? It's not
this
all
is
pretty.
Ridiculous.
That ain't one, two, I'll tell you that. It might be two.
Yeah, may have had two.
Let it breathe for a second.
Okay. Oh, okay.
There's more. Right, here we go.
One, two.
There's no way that's one, two.
Hey, I am just playing like this French scientist.
It sounds like the whale farts and then gags because of his own fart.
Here we go. There's more. Here we go.
One, two.
These are nothing.
One, two.
This is a
nice
story.
The whale.
You know what this sounds like? You know what would be funnier? If Mr. you know the famous British comedian.
Mr. Bean?
Mr. Bean. That's what this sounds like. And Mr. Bean can hear everything the whale says. This was a story
the whale
on
is
the
just
CBS
trying,
news this
my
morning.
My stomach hurts so bad.
It's just making a noise.
It's just making noise.
It's just making noise.
I'd give you maybe hello, but that's just about it.
Yeah,
listen, please play the first one,
it
too, again.
It sounds like an armpit fart. Here we go.
Hello.
Now that we buy.
Yes. I said hello.
Hello.
That.
Jeez.
Hello.
Tom. Where are you with the Senior Wences stuff?
I have to hear that first one.
Here we go. Once again, this is allegedly this is a killer whale speaking.
In France.
Here we go.
One, two.
This is, you know, this reminds me of, talking to my friend's grandfather. But my favorite pumpkin patch closed. So upset.
Are you sure they closed?
Yes, they
closed. Or did they act like they're closed because they saw you coming?
No, let's just get back. We've been joined by comedian Greg Warren. Greg's starting tomorrow evening will be at the Funny Bone in Toledo, Ohio.
Oh,
that'll be great.
Holy Toledo!
You'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Greg Warren live in concert. Greg is a great stand-up comedian.
I have never bombed harder than I did at the Toledo Funny Bone.
Oh, my God.
No kidding?
Yeah.
It was Warren, were you there?
Oh, yeah. He was opening for me.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I would have
Him along. It was a little early. I probably should have waited a year before taking him out.
A year?
Yeah.
Looking back, he's your buddy. You tried to scoot him along a little
bit. And I bombed, what, six shows straight? Yeah. I mean, hard.
All weekend?
Yes. Yes. And one of them was so bad. This wasn't a heckle, but it's the worst thing I've heard from the crowd. I was up there. I was in the middle of my yep. set. I said something. Nothing. Total. Yep. I was getting
silent.
I was getting like I was wishing I had been. I was at least getting booed, so I knew I was
rhythm. It's a
speaking.
Rhythm thing. Yeah. Yeah. It's a rhythm thing. Yeah.
And so I said one joke. The punchline got absolutely nothing. Yep. And from the middle of the sold out crowd, I just heard one guy go, "Wow."
Oh, man, that one show, I think you stormed off the stage and went back to the hotel and pouted across the street.
Oh, I walked right off the stage and right out of the building, right across the street into my hotel room.
Do you remember what the joke was that got the wow?
No, I don't. Okay. I just, nothing worked.
The
not
jokes,
one,
they weren't that bad. Not it was even, just, the rhythm was a little off.
Not and, even and, the half fat stuff?
I wasn't doing as much of that then.
Oh. He was doing like cute kind of essay stuff at that point.
Essay.
He had a writing background.
Is there anything worse than a comedian telling a comedian? It was a cute essay.
Josh is a great comic,
there
by
was
the
a
way,
period
now.
Of, now. There was a period a few years ago where you'd say, well, he's more of a monologist.
Right,
it usually meant, there's no comedy. God, don't you love it when you order fries?
Onion rings.
When you get fries and they inadvertently put an onion ring in there?
Yes.
God, I love that.
That's
in fact,
a great day.
If I had a fast food place, I would do that to every order.
That's a
but
great
would it be a special then?
Could you get? Why can't you get French fry onion rings? Mix them up.
Jack in the Box was doing that for a while. Do you guys not remember this?
No.
It was.
See, I remember. No. I remember Olympics Olympians from the 60s. Josh
him?
Remembers
Did
the history
see?
Of fat fast food.
Sincere and excited. Jack in the Box was doing this. Do you remember this?
Now I have to look it up. It may not have been onion rings and fries.
Now, are you looking at your diary?
Yes. Let me pull up. Let's see.
You look for that when we come back.
August
I keep
11th.
I am breaking my New Year's resolution.
Take a break.
Okay.
Librarian Day. Hug a Newsman Day.
Does a sportsman count?
Yeah.
How about a song boy?
No.
Josh is going to go.
Get away from me. Don't you dare touch me.
Go.
Give Chick a nice hug.
Oh.
Rub your cheek in his face. That's it. That's nice.
Cheek or your face,
does
you
Tom
weirdo.
Does Tom ever do news?
Yeah,
no.
He does sometimes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Tom does news all the time.
Tom's getting a hug now on the air. Oh, my God.
Get back. Oh, my God. Drop it. Leave me alone.
He was genuinely uncomfortable.
Wow.
I'm in the shower now.
That filthy person from Missouri
touched
his cheek on my forehead.
Everything I'm wearing, that's fresh out of the dryer this morning.
Your forehead is hot.
Thank
you very much.
No, I mean temperature.
Do you have a fever?
I don't think
I
so.
Read the news.
Oh, you do.
Christy gets a nice hug. Oh, a little bit of dance humping.
Should we leave?
Oh, he almost dropped.
Wow, he grabbed that from behind.
Yeah, he almost did a.
I just watched that Boogie Night scene where they're all standing in the driveway.
Watching the guy.
That is so funny.
It's hilarious.
And Nino Hartley's out. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I got yelled at this weekend by some workers.
Oh, wait.
Pull up too close to closing time, did you?
I wanted to go. I wanted to get something outside the box. Does
That's
that say
right.
enough about
okay.
where I was going?
Yeah.
That's right.
And I pull up, and I see that there are no cars in the parking lot, nobody in the drive-thru, but all the lights are on. I'm like, oh, I wonder, this is interesting. And I pull up, and there's a banner, a big banner that
Giant
says...
Giant banner.
And they're clearly, there's construction guys in the parking lot.
Yeah.
The banner says, dining room closed, drive-thru open.
Oh, sure.
Open.
Yeah,
sure.
Drive-thru.
All right.
Oh, okay. But there are cones blocking the entrance to the parking lot. but there's a big enough gap in the cones for a car to go through.
So you can get like, to the drive-thru.
Yes.
There's three cones, a gap, and then two more cones.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so I go.
Would you like some sawdust with your hamburger? Their construction's going on.
He quite easily goes through the gap.
Yes, go up to the drive-thru.
You don't even brush a cone.
And the drive-thru, the screen is off. You go, oh, man. So I drive up to the window, and there's a girl cleaning the windows.
Right.
And she does a double take, and she kind of jumps. And she goes, what are you doing? And I go, the sign said the drive-thru is open. She goes, no. I go, oh, well, just so you know, the sign does. And she goes, I know, but the cones. And I go, well, there's a gap big enough for the car.
There was a gap.
And she goes, no, there's no. And so then I pull around. I'm like, all right. So I leave, and I have to drive by all the construction workers. And one of them goes, my windows are down. And one of them goes, what's this guy doing? And so I slow down. I go, yeah, the banner said the drive-thru's open. And the guy goes, the cones!
I have the cones!
Bimbo limbo, huh? Yeah.
What do they have? Tequila and
vodka and chloroform. Anything you need. Chloroform.
Now, Aruba Rays is the real nightclub right down there.
It's a comedy club, isn't
anything
it?
Anything right. goes
you
at
played
Aruba
there,
Rays.
Chad?
I have not.
Yeah, we talked yesterday to Allie Breen, and she was playing Aruba Rays.
In Aruba.
Wow. Pretty sweet gig.
But there are a couple topics you can't talk about.
I understand you can strangle a prostitute. Is that right, Ray?
Oh, yeah, it happens.
Oh, my God.
Before or after?
Come have a few drinks. We'll sweep your problems under the rug. Legal or otherwise, it's Aruba Rays.
Love it. I will never get tired of you doing Aruba Rays.
I will never get tired.
The bathroom's right next to the room filled with lime and shovels. Aruba Rays.
I thought you were supposed to coat them with shark food.
Are you happy now?
Yeah, I feel pretty good now. Back to Aruba Ray. By demand of the people.
And a cool hat that Josh stole the other
Yes, time. I saw it fleetingly, and now it's gone. There's Josh over there.
Thanks for the hat.
I assume the story you told off the air is not for air.
I'm going to say something. Did you crop dust as you were walking in here?
No.
Because as soon as you walked by, and
well,
then
maybe
you went to the...
Maybe the wafting
then you
emerging
went,
from Josh.
Then you went straight to the sanitizer.
What did I do?
The hand sanitizer.
Oh, I don't flatulate out of my hands.
I didn't get anything.
I was sanitizing because I touched something outside.
All right.
Josh, explain what you said off
the air. No, I'm not going to explain what he said off the air, but okay. I was just saying that...
There was an episode at Thanksgiving at your place. That's all we're going to say.
Oh, that. Yeah, I farted during a card game and ruined it. Everybody left. Everybody left the table.
Never came back?
We did not resume playing.
Oh, were you winning?
It was a game of pass the trash. I forget who was winning.
Oh.
Pass the what?
Trash.
What is
super
that?
Super fun.
You've never played pass the trash?
No.
No.
Everybody gets one card. Aces are low. And you look at your card. If it's a high card, you keep it. If it's a low card that you want to get rid of, you pass it to the next person. They have to take it. And then they can decide if they want to keep their card or pass it. That kind of thing. So it's very fun. Super fun.
But you were passing... other things.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't even comical. I just ruined it.
You've ruined
I was mad. It was so awful. It was so bad. My sister-in-law was gagging so hard. I go, she might throw up. And my brother John goes, that would be awesome. His wife wanted to see his wife throw up because of my flatulence.
So everyone just said, I fold at the same time?
Yeah, she got up first as it made its way around the table.
Was this post-turkey?
This was post-meal, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of gravy, maybe?
No, not too much gravy, but...
allergic reaction to the cranberry sauce?
I upped my probiotics from 30 billion to 50 billion. I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
50 billion?
Just for that weekend, because you knew you were going to have a lot more food?
Timing-wise, it happened to be... So.
I see. The probiotics, is there a flatulence component to the...
I think there might be because my brand has changed. You know what I mean?
Your fart brand or your probiotics?
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
baseline.
Fair question.
Right. Right. The Yeah. It's different now.
You're right. Everybody does have a brand.
Okay. So, well, good to know. We'll be watching for more. Was this audible or strictly?
Very audible.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Well, no wonder. So they knew it was deliberate.
I was trying to make my nieces laugh, and they laughed for a little bit.
Until they passed out.
As they started stumbling, clutching their chests, reeling out the room.
Yeah. Sorry. What kind of 40-year-old man ruins a night by doing that? What a jerk.
Apparently you.
I know. What a monster.
Okay, what else have you got? Maybe do it as Barack Obama.
Yeah, maybe.
Go try.
Yeah,
I've got a lot of people that agree with me that they can't decide when you're doing Barack Obama if it's the former president or Bullwinkle. They're so close.
Mr. President.
Say Bullwinkle again like you're saying it for the first time. You know, Bullwinkle.
Mr. President, please come in.
Thank you. Have a seat, Mr. President.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Mr. President, did you bring Rocky Squirrel?
I don't know what you're talking about. Michelle and I are here visiting.
Thank you.
Oh, that's Michelle?
That's right. You look very beautiful today, babe.
Thank you, babe.
Michelle, a little opera.
Thank you, babe.
Higher in the range, thank you, babe.
Now, here's the thing. She and I are working for Netflix now. And we are going to make quality programming that everyone can watch.
It's not as good as I remember.
Really? Because I was thinking...
It was better yesterday.
Is it a worse Bullwinkle or a worse Obama?
In my head, I was like, oh, I'm kind of nailing it today.
Now, this says, okay, this apparently is your niece. Now, once again, you went home visiting your family.
My dad sent a voicemail. I'd like to hear that just because I want to make sure everything's okay.
All right.
Okay, now you went home with your brand new beard. So let's see what they think here. Okay, this is this should be the one from your dad.
Hey, Josh, it's your old man. Wasn't glad to see you. Over the weekend, I'm glad you made it back okay. You beat the weather here. We got thunderstorms ran through here.
Typical dad talk.
So it was good to see you. The only problem is what's with this hair on your face?
Oh.
You know, I've passed on a lot of good things to you. I've passed on your loving abilities. Oh. I've passed on your humor through my genes. You know, these are all good things, but apparently I failed when it comes to... a beard. Oh. So I apologize for that. Oh, wow. Anyway, have a good week. We'll talk to you later.
Wow. Well,
thank you.
Larry, now, does Larry have a beard?
He does, and it's a very fine beard.
Oh, yeah, does he?
He just assumed it's,
that yours would grow as quickly.
He wasn't really proud of the... I'm glad he took responsibility for it.
Now, this other message that was left for you apparently by your niece.
Well, this should be much sweeter.
How old is she?
7.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's give this, see if she liked the way you look now.
Hi, Josh, it's Atlas. I hope you had a great time at Thanksgiving because I did. Oh. And I hope you shave your beard because if you don't, you're not going to Christmas.
Oh.
Do you like the beard? Because I don't. It makes you look fatter and creepier. You're getting even more hair in my shower. You're clogging it up. The beard is weird. Love you. See you at Christmas. But get rid of that beard.
Thank you, Atlas.
Wow.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah. All right. I guess she has an opinion on it.
Yeah, it's very opinionated. Maybe this would change your mind. Have you seen the latest in beard accessories for the holidays?
Oh, I haven't.
Yes. Even beards get festive. They're beard lights that you can buy to put in your beard, gentlemen.
Wow. Do you just apply them with the booze?
It's a big millennial thing, Tom. I'm just reporting. Okay. Hipsters are buying them from a company called Firefox. They're beard lights.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a feeling my niece would change her mind about the beard.
Of course she would. She would love that. Yeah. Look, little battery-powered lights in your beard. How cute would that be?
You realize that the minute that was released, there's some guy that turned that into a genital display.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, some guy rounded the corner in a darkened room and... I've got a surprise for you.
Why does this always turn pervy?
I'm just saying. That's whoever invented it, that's what they probably thought of it. Yep. It's probably disco night at Tony's in Miami. And
no. No, it's just a cute little fun thing to do in the holidays.
Oh, okay. He ruined it, didn't he?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, and he also gave me a great idea.
What did you do?
Last week we had a story about this... I'll call her a person, even though I find her to be fairly inhuman. She was a deli worker.
And I am totally on her side.
Who, chick, over
five years.
Stole 10 grand?
No, this is BS. Someone apparently saw her having a piece of ham or something that she was slicing for somebody.
They claim three to five slices a day.
Is that the honey ham?
And then they eventually found out that she had cost them $10,000 over 5 years. She's a thief, a dirty crook.
No.
Well,
wait a minute. Was she taking it out in ham or cash?
Meat.
Ham. Just she having was eating.
She was accused of eating like three slices of meat a day.
Three to five. That adds up.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that there are people that work at a deli that don't pick at the meat and eat it?
Well, I'm being told. Here's a gentleman. I work in a meat department at a local grocery store. When we slice deli meat or cheese, we always slice a couple extra pieces for ourselves.
That's right.
Crook! Monster!
No!
Here's another one. Oh, hey, guys, weigh in.
If you worked, I worked at a restaurant. You have to taste the food.
Well, that's different. Much different.
How's the honey ham this week? Oh, it's delicious.
Why would it taste any different?
No, how's the honey ham? Well, let me give you a sample, and you can try it. If I did it...
Hey, look, El Gordo, you don't need any extra meat. When do you get home to cram it in your mouth?
I work in a deli and have for 10 years.
Wrong?
It's customary to eat turkey left over from slicing. Monster! We live in a lawless society.
You are on the wrong side of this.
I have a social contract.
Oh, God. That's right.
No. No, it's perfectly acceptable. They have to make recommendations. Can you imagine, what if you went when you go to a restaurant, Christy, do you ever say, hey, what's good here? And that, can you imagine I'm not allowed to eat any of the food. I couldn't tell you.
That's different. That's a very different thing. It's a part of your training.
Which of the turkeys is better?
Let me give you a sample and you can tell me.
I don't think these people have the right to have their own opinions.
For ma'am, I would be a criminal were I to try these meats.
Because your idea of turkey, you may not like the...
Exactly.
You may not like the honey turkey and the...
The proof is right here in the emails. You'll notice none of these emails contain the name of the store and manager.
It's the Bob and Tom Show. Feels like a Tuesday.
I'm Christy Lee. I'm a pretty lady.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do the weather.
Hello. Christy, give us the weather. Do you have it over there?
Oh, it's so cold.
Christy, what's going on? I think you're sick.
Christy had to go to an event.
Oh, she's so busy.
Josh has been given the assignment of doing the weather.
He insists
on doing it.
I wear earrings and makeup.
You really have no concept of what women are like.
Oh, don't you wear a fox doll with a jaw? Yeah, I like boys.
Wow.
You know what the most important thing? It's a sense of humor. That's what girls like.
Yeah.
I talk on the phone.
So stupid.
Okay, what is that? Do you have the forecast over there?
I don't at all.
No.
So anyway, we have Josh. You've stacked them. Can you read all the flavors? Can you read them from where you're sitting?
Yes. Jalapeno, dill pickle, salt and vinegar.
Ooh, well, those are fantastic.
Barbecue, cheddar cheese, original pizza, loaded baked potato, extra hot chili and lime, cheddar and sour cream. And then I also have cheddar and sour cream.
Separately. Yes. Okay.
And that's a big stack.
And an original.
Honey mustard.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you've made one giant stack.
Yeah, it might hurt. It might hurt my mouth, I think. But I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Christy's getting out her camera.
I'm going to just try to do it all in one fell swipe.
Wait, hang on a second.
Or swoop.
Swoop, I think is what you mean.
Yeah.
One fell swipe?
Sorry.
He means swoop.
I'm too excited about the stack of...
What is there any other kind of swoop, by the way? Other than the one fell swoop? Can you do that?
No, it might just be the one fell.
Yeah. The only one? Okay. Now, are you going to put the entire thing in your mouth?
I'll try to do the whole thing.
All right.
It looks like a bar of soap.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. This!
Okay, he's putting the entire thing in his mouth. He's cramming it in. How is it? Don't finish it, Dad. Don't swallow.
He can't talk. He's got a mouthful.
How's he going to talk?
There you go. Well, give me a thumbs up or thumbs down. Are you enjoying this? Are any flavors distinctly in the front? mm-hmm. of your palate.
I get the feeling that this is like mixing all the colors and you get kind of a brownish green. I don't think.
Wait a minute,
he's
reaching for some fluid.
What is it? No, wait,
he's going to make a point here.
His face is turning red.
He's making a point.
It's funny. It looks like he's. Are you choking or are you acting like you're choking?
No, it is not easy to breathe.
Okay, so what does it need? Like, you need some mayonnaise or something?
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. Can I get some Hershey syrup to?
Was there any flavor that stood out?
Yes.
What vinegar, salt? What would he's having trouble breathing. He's getting some more water. He's doing a little wash job on his mouth.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Okay, the Pringle sandwich. Good. The result is what?
All I really taste is dill pickle. That's a strong flavor.
Okay. That's probably the one I won't want to try.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Okay, well, good to know.
Boy, that was dry.
They don't really recommend you do more than
three.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Some delightful Pringles.
We appreciate you taking one for the team.
Round two!
Let's do it again!
Hey, it's Josh with the Bob and Tom Show. I'm here at the American Ninja Warrior set, and I am actually going to attempt to run this course. Now, most people work years training and building up their strength and confidence to tackle this obstacle course. I am merely just going to give it my best, essentially disrespecting and making a mockery of the entire American Ninja Warrior system. We're here with Jesse LeBrec, one of the top ninjas of American Ninja Warrior. Hey, I'm here with Drew Dreschel, actual American Ninja Warrior.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm here with Stan. Stan, is this your first time running the course?
It is my first
time. Oh, yes. Excellent. Now, Jesse, I'm going to run this course, or at least I'm going to attempt to. What would you recommend in terms of stretching beforehand? It's always been kind of my opinion that less is more when it comes to stretching. I don't want to overdo it. Okay. Maybe a few of these, maybe a couple of these.
Yeah, you'd want to do all dynamic stretches, you know, a little bit of maybe running, little strides, a couple things, just to get your blood moving in your legs is kind of what I'd suggest.
Okay, I may have to disagree with you. I think that's... I mean, just from a health perspective, I don't think that's the right way to go.
Yeah, less is more, so nothing, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, less is more, maybe...
Like, maybe just walking up the
maybe
steps.
Maybe actually nothing is more.
Oh, okay.
Is there a way to be sort of lifted onto the platform as opposed to having to do the steps?
We could probably get a ramp and then just wheel you.
Okay, all right, yeah, that'd be sort of Hannibal Lecter style?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Definitely.
Well, I first recommend that you need to develop confidence in your footwork.
Okay.
So what you would need to do is go to the first step, jump on it, get a feel for it, and then two-step to the second, jump over, hold on to it, and then grab the rope.
Okay, cool. And I appreciate you walking me all the way through to the rope as if I'm actually going to make it that far. I do appreciate that. Right. I just have some. I'm going to be running the course.
Awesome.
I just have a couple questions. What do you eat before you run the course? Do you eat or?
I definitely eat. Food is the thing that my body needs, so I do eat food. So lots of chicken, lots of vegetables. Broccoli's good. Low carbs, no sugar, stuff like that. Simple, basic things. That's about it.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say I've pretty much stayed on that sort of regimen.
I had some pancakes and eggs and stuff like that.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you allowed to gamble on any of these? Can you bet on yourself to win or lose?
Never thought about that.
If you were to gamble on me making it past this first obstacle, what? How do you think you'd bet?
What's your experience with doing obstacles?
Oh, absolutely none.
None?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck, and I'm not putting any money for you to pass it. I'm not a dumb guy here.
Yeah. Well, any last advice for me before I give this a shot?
So have you, like, really trained for? Have you done anything, you know, been on a course at all?
No, none.
I mean, you could not do it.
Dude, I don't know, man. I mean, I should probably get a jockstrap.
Where are you going to get a jockstrap?
I don't know. I mean, these guys have equipment bags lying all over the place. I could just go through one.
Well, hurry up. You're about to run.
All right. Just keep an eye out.
How do you win the car?
I found one. I found one.
A cup?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to go put this on real
quick. You have like 10 seconds. You don't have time to put that on.
No. Up next, one of the hosts of the nationally syndicated radio program, The Bob and Tom Show, it's the legendary Josh Arnold. Josh, a self-proclaimed nacho enthusiast, enjoys writing, reading, and even watching movies, so pretty much anything that requires the least amount of physical exertion possible is a guy from my own heart.
Thank you. Thank you.
Arnold taking a moment to ineffectually move his limbs. Looks like he might have broken something there. Perhaps shaking off some of the crumbs or something. Is that nacho cheese or blood coming out of his mouth there? Josh successfully makes his way into the first of the floating steps. Going for the next step. Fails miserably, as of course we knew he would. Let's take a look at that replay. As you can see, it looks as though Josh makes no effort at all to reach the second step. But sadly, I do believe he was actually trying. You know, one thing Josh realizes, gravity applies doubly to him. Look at this man. It looks like he's built out of iron. Now, some of you at home may be thinking there was an awful lot of buildup for such a small payoff, but look at it this way. It's the same thing if you sleep with him. But for those of you feeling ripped off, here's some footage of him walrusing his way out of the pool. Ah, oh, somebody give him a fish. Good effort, Josh. Look at that disgusting mess of a man. One can only hope he has no living relatives to be disgraced by such a shameful display of inability. And that's our American Ninja Warrior.
Well, I really appreciate you doing it, not making me do it.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah, right. Yeah. It was a pleasure to do it. Do you have any critiques for my run at all?
Well, you know, I really like the confidence wearing a cup displays. The fact that, A, you thought you were going to take a shot there, and B, that you thought, as poorly as you did, you were going to need the function of whatever's behind the cup afterwards.
Oh, so, I mean, would you really say that I did poorly? I don't know.
Listen, let me be honest.
I fell.
Well, hold on. So just so you know, I played in the NFL, and yes, you know, we were required to wear cups, not right. That we did. Why are you wearing a cup?
I got a couple things I want to protect.
Now, I mock you, in full disclosure, every time I host, I'm wearing a cup too. So just in case something goes on, yeah. I don't want to become a soprano up there. I rely on being able to say, American Ninja Warrior. Yeah.
Okay, well, I ran the course, and as you saw, I did my very best. I got farther than I thought I would, quite honestly. And that concludes our trip here to American Ninja Warrior, Indianapolis. We'll see you guys next time.
Hey, thank you so much for watching this year in review. Be sure to check out our full playlist on YouTube. We have 7 other videos for you to check out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to watch all 8 year in reviews to feel like, you knew what happened in 2018.
That's right.
As we welcome in a very funny 2019, looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And be sure to go to bobandtom.com for more goodies, and as well as bobandtomstore.com if you didn't score some of those Christmas deals.
Great shirts like this
mm-hmm.
at bobandtomstore.com.
That's
very
right.
Exciting.
Have a good year, everybody.
We'll miss you.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.